Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5
Happy
FM and
1460
AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, aren't we, Ashley? Yes, we are.
Well, you know, it's raining, so there could be saturation going on there.
It could be. Today, of course, is January 4th, 2021.
I know. Does it feel like New Year's yet?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it does.
It's because of this.
Why? Because we looked at the news today.
And I'm going to remind everybody that, you know, I've had thousands of people join my club. Where, Ashley, you've joined the club, right?
Of course.
And you've joined the club. And there's thousands that on New Year's Eve, when we raised a little glass of champagne, and we wished each other Happy New Year and also Happy Anniversary, because that's our anniversary, was January 1st. We said we will never mention 2020 again. So, except in the terms of this, when something is just crazy and awful or out of control, the new term instead of crazy, awful, out of control is 2020. Like, when Linda drinks a bottle of Merlot, she gets 2020. Or don't give Carl any more tequila. He'll go 2020 on you.
Okay.
Okay. So that's the way we're going to do
it.
So when we look at what's happening back in Washington, we'll go, man, is that
2020? We've got some 2020 stuff to talk about this morning, but first let me do the weather.
Okay.
Oh, heavy rain today and windy with a high of 55. In fact, on my way into the studios today, I do have a car that's about 3 years old. It will give me a weather alert. It said, warning alert, weather alert. Heavy storm 40 miles out. So that's interesting. So heavy winds today with a high of 55, chance of patchy fog tonight, and again raining 32 tomorrow. Again, patchy fog, mostly sunny. What is this particular National Weather Service forecast is that Tuesday will be high 56 and overnight lows of 37, chance of showers. Showers on Wednesday with a high of 50, chance of showers and partly cloudy on Wednesday night. Thursday looks like the sun is coming back out. According to this forecast, Thursday will be 57 and Thursday night showers. And Friday showers. You know, we bring on the rain. We just
every other day. We could rain every day, guys.
We need the rain.
We should be happy.
We love the rain. We need the rain. It's going to be great for the mountains. We were in the mountains over. By the way, the weather is brought to you by someone who's been very loyal to us.
Yeah.
And,
he's been loyal to our community.
And he's been very loyal to our community, and that's the Kinney family. You know, Chuck and Judy started Shasta Gas Propane down in Anderson. And, you know, as we go through the new year, I mean, when we started thinking about our friends and our customers that become our friends, and we socialize with them and we get to know their families and that kind of thing, because we are celebrating 11 years on the air. And we've been married this January 1st, 13 years. So we've been in this community growing us and growing our station. And along with that, it's a family of friends. And the people who sponsor us are just, like, completely wonderful people. But the Kinney family, now they've Chuck and Judy, and Chuck does a lot of trips where he takes back Vietnam veterans back to Vietnam. And it's a very appealing time.
They look for MIAs.
Yeah.
That they've, I mean, the excavations on them and everything like that. Yeah.
And so that's the Kinney family, the owners, of Shasta Gas Propane.
And they've taken a step back, so the daughter and son-in-law.
The new generation can take over. And I walked in there to drop off a poinsettia, and I had on my mask and my glasses and the Santa cap. I go, hi. The daughter was fixing the tree, and there was a busy buzz. And she looked at me, and she said, I'm sorry, I do not know who you are. So I took off my mask. I lowered my mask, took off my glasses. And, okay. So, there's a lot of that going on. Anyway, so the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Now, you talk
about... Wait.
Go ahead.
And the news is brought to you by...
Oh, news is brought to you by...
Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Really good people down there that also are supporting our... they support the Chamber of Commerce Hour on our show also.
Well, at the end of the year...
They do a lot for our community besides just being a great hospital.
Right. At the end of the year, we sit with our staff and we... look at our sponsors and people that we've been involved with the last year and we wonder if, you know, are we going to, what is our plan for 2021? So Shasta Regional has been incredible as well, and I have firsthand experience with the work that they do and the intensity of what they do, you know. Anyway, we're going to be taking calls this morning. We've got a lot to talk about. And our chat pack, is there something going on in our chat pack?
One of our chat packs said the FM is out, but I'm listening to it on a radio in here. So you might want to go back and check your phone. Or
if they're listening over the overline.
Obviously the online's working.
So you want to talk about 2020. And when we say the term 2020...
It's only.
Okay, well.
No, but don't you even use that word?
I am good because I want to talk about something that is happening that is a headline that we would call very 2020. If, in fact, you know, I kind of feel like when we look at the headlines and we hear some things, there's so many facts that you have to check because, again, we've got these, the news media and all of so many different outlets have been so skewed, it's very, very difficult to sift through. But the headlines this morning on one is Trump caught on tape trying to rig results, commander and thief.
Is that
2020?
That's 2020.
Okay.
And you know what? It's somebody else already asked me about that. Carl, comments or excuses for Mr. Trump's call in Georgia? My answer to that was Trump's a big boy. He can either defend it or not. I'm not going to defend him. I'm not going to I don't feel the need to have to defend somebody and somebody's actions. They're not a member of my family.
Bernstein says Georgia Trump tape is far worse than Watergate.
Oh, you know what? Let me just say this. For 4 years, we've listened to nothing but attacks on this man, starting from his inauguration when many Democrats didn't even show up for it. And they had a parade of women activists and thousands of people out there saying, he's not my president. And for 4 years, when you get 96% of all stories about Trump negative, when the man has done many things that have helped our country, yet the media, because they were so wrong in their pick of who was going to be president, they have not let up. His impeachment. Are you kidding me? There was nothing there. The Russian investigation for 3 years found nothing there. Oh, but he had these other people around him were convicted. Yeah, but not for colluding with the Russians. It's because they were doing other things. And one of them, of course, was that lying of Michael Flynn. They got him for lying to the FBI. Really? When you go to the FBI, said there was nothing there, the original investigation. Well, no, let's go back and find something. You know, frankly, I don't believe most. When I see a mainstream or I see something like Drudge who has gone totally, totally Marxist, in my opinion, or the fact that you have even local guys. And I understand this. This is not a local, and he's not local anymore, but Ryan wrote something saying journalists are the best people and they keep our country safe and they shine lights on everything and all journalists. And I went, you can't possibly, and he says, if anybody says anything about this, I will just immediately delete them and block them, you know, against this. And my question was, really, Ryan, all journalists, even the ones caught lying and having to backtrack and all these other things? He said, and he sent something back to me. He says, aren't all Marines your brothers? I said, the ones that are honorable are, but there are crooks out there that are former Marines. You know what? Guess what? I knew a guy that we were tight, But he did some really stupid things. He did stupid, greedy things and got caught. No, he's not my brother. He's not my brother at all. He is a crook. So to say that all journalists are, you know, bright rays of light is just absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. So it gets to the point where it says, oh, Trump did this. You know, so what? It's gotten to the point of so what? I'm so tired of listening to it. I am so tired of Melania Trump, who seems to be a fine woman, who goes out and she's helped so many people. How many and you look at magazines and everything. How many issues has she been on the cover of? How many?
We're talking about her fashion and her impeccable
yeah.
taste, to the fact that she speaks five languages, and that and what she's done in her career, what it is to come to America, immigrate here, and people say, you know, that she just slept her way to the top. Well, here's my thing on that.
She didn't.
Let's go down in history, folks, to some of the greatest women that have accomplished things. People will tear them down and say terrible things no matter what they've done to be accomplished.
Yeah.
Instead of looking at the accomplishments and saying, you know what, that was pretty cool. Again, you're right. But we do have to take a break. We're over time. Casey and Ara, good morning, everybody, on this Monday. It's the first time we're on the air of the 2021. It's hard to say 2021, isn't it?
No, it's not. Do you realize that people born in 20 in the year 2000 can drink this year?
No.
How's that make you feel? Okay, here's the thing is, well, we had a great time up in the mountains with our friends. And, you know, their beds were absolutely fabulous. Fabulous beds. Mattresses were great. It's still, when you get back home and you climb into your Sleep Number bed, frankly, on Sunday, we didn't want to get out of the Sleep Number bed. And one of us stayed there longer than the other one did. But here's the quality sleep is essential for optimal health. Eating healthy, weight loss, exercise, all of these things that make Sleep Number number one. It's been rated number one and two by the Consumer Reports. Now, my Sleep Number setting is 50.
My Sleep Number setting last night was 45.
And this gives you the ability to adjust your bed to the way you want it. We are thoroughly, thoroughly happy with our bed. And right now, make quality sleep your New Year's resolution and save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, plus special financing for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or at sleepnumber.com. Our Sleep Number store, of course, is in the Target Shopping Center. Go on in. Check it out. 7:17 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Here comes the rain again, raining in my head like a tragedy, tearing me apart like a new emotion. Ooh, I want to breathe in the open wind.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio today, the 4th of January, 2021. I'm going to have to say it twice each time to remind myself.
I know.
7:22 in the morning, and Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this segment. The only area hospital with a Da Vinci surgical robotic system. Minimally invasive surgery with an advanced set of instruments and a high 3D, in a 3D high definition view. Less pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery time. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Tanya Roberts. I have to bring it up.
Okay.
Tanya Roberts was on Charlie's Angels. She did a Sheena, Queen of
Sheena,
the Jungle.
That's what you
which
remember.
Every
her from.
Young man will always remember.
Yep.
Sheena, Queen of the Jungle, in the waterfall scene.
Jeez, okay.
She's been in, but she was in the 70s show and all this. She brought her, came back from a walk with her dogs and collapsed, and died at age 65.
Jeez.
Wow. You know that, you know, the it's amazing. You know, you see people
life can be fleeting.
103-year-old lady fought off COVID and then had a Bud Light as a, you know, it's kind of a celebratory toast to the new year.
Mm-hmm.
That was terrible. Anyway,
I was going to talk about a word I read earlier. It's called I have to look it up again. But it's about smell blindness. The I think it's called anosmia. Anosmia. I don't know if it's anosmia or anosmia. That is happening for people who have experienced COVID. The after effects is that they can't smell or taste. No matter what they do, they've lost the smell or taste. So I looked it up quickly on Wikipedia before we started the show, and it's smell blindness. And I don't know, that's one way of finding out or discovering that you have COVID. There's been so many variations, such as getting your blood drawn and knowing you have it. When did I have it? Was it how long ago? You can't go back and say, oh, well, 6 months ago or a year ago. But it's very interesting reading the headlines again this morning as we're talking about the...
Let's talk about that.
The outbreaks.
If you don't have a sense of smell, supposedly, if you can bite into an onion, and you don't get that taste.
Uh-huh.
But that would also mean you've lost your sense of taste. But the sense of smell is you are somebody that smells everything. Am I right?
Yes. I don't know if it's a condition.
I don't know if I don't know if you can be treated for that. But you smell everything.
I just have to smell anything that goes on my body, and clothes, when I'm at the store, if I have to smell it.
If you can smell things, your sense of smell is, it's to me, it's kind of like a beagle hound. It's better than people's. Like, you smelled gas one time outside the house, and you said, do you smell that? Of course, no, I don't smell that. Well, it turns out, you're absolutely right, we had a small leak in our in that natural gas system over there by that old boiler before we got rid of it. And, I just turned off the gas for that. But it wasn't something I could smell from like 2 or 3 feet away, but you smelled it, at least 6 or 7 feet away when you're standing in the doorway. So you have an incredible sense of smell.
So anosmia, thank you for that, because I feel blessed. And, sense really, it's not like I get an allergic reaction, but I can smell people. I could smell people in an aisle over from me. I know you may think I'm weird. Anosmia, also known as smell blindness, what we talked about is the loss of the ability to detect one or more smells. And I don't know if it's anosmia, because I was trying to look up if it's, you know, I will say anosmia. Anosmia. Okay, be temperate.
One or more smells. So I mean, you could smell like you could smell bleach, but you couldn't smell liver. Is that what that kind of means? You can smell one thing but not another.
Maybe a temporary or permanent. It differs from hyposmia, which is a decreased sensitivity to some or all smells.
Okay.
So that is one of the after effects that they're...
That would make you crazy.
Yeah. You're a cook. Say you're a chef.
Oh.
And you know that you're trying to season something to taste. You can't taste it.
Yeah.
So now all the food, in fact, one of the articles I was reading this morning, this woman said everything she put in her mouth tasted like cardboard. And so the only way that she's getting nutrition now is through liquids and soups, because it makes her feel disgusting to eat, actually chew on something.
I did not know that.
All right.
We'll have to ask one of our friends who had it when she lost her sense of taste.
Right.
And see what that was for her.
So my dad had it.
Yeah.
And he tested positive for it, had a bunch of other symptoms, but his sense of smell and taste heightened, at least during the spans of having COVID. So it had the inverse effect for him. I don't know if he's unique or just weird, but he had...
I'm sure
more
he's not
of
weird,
these,
but it affects people in so many different ways. And speaking
it's
of,
it's just interesting. It goes the opposite direction,
right?
Too.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try and finish up all my COVID stories right now. But right now, the actual COVID virus infections is going down for the United States, and would be going down except for one reason. What do you think that one reason is? California. We are single-handedly keeping the number of cases rising. The state of California. Now, why do you think that is?
Well, maybe in the U.S., but according to...
No, yeah, I know that.
Okay.
But I'm just talking about the United States right now.
All right.
Well, like South Korea thought they had whipped it, but all of a sudden they've set records every day over in South Korea, starting in early December. But here, it looks like California. Well, California is in lockdown. You can't go to restaurants. You can't even sit outside. You can't go to gyms. You can't go anywhere unless it's outside.
Yeah, which is what we did. We were out in the country.
Yeah. So we are not in Northern California is not in that stage of lockdown because we are not having the cases like Southern California. So California is number one again. I don't know if that's a good reason to be number one. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. And when we come back, some final words about Alex Trebek of Jeopardy, the Jeopardy host. And what I really want to talk about is Nancy Pelosi, who barely squeaked in but is still the leader of the House. The squad rolled over and voted for her. But she has made an announcement that one of the things she wants to change in this year, they have to vote on it. But you need to hear exactly what this means. For us, for at least for Congress. It's 7:29 in the morning, and this And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Northern Farms Instruction. They are already lining up this year. They have Zoom classes that are going on. They have in-person classes that are spread out and masked, and then to ensure people are taking precautions on it. On the range, we don't mask because we're outside and we're spread out, and it's for safety reasons. But if you want to take the best CCW class in Northern California, you give Northern Firearms a call or check out County CCW or USGunPro.com or give Ted a call at 999-1822. And if you're having problems with ammunition for your basic CCW, Ted and his team can help you there too on the range. That's Northern Firearms Instruction, 7:30 in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
And welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio. And before the break, we talked about our late Jeopardy host, Alex Trebek's final episode. And the show is going to begin to air tonight. Jeopardy confirmed Monday that Trebek's final five episodes will air this week following his death in November. His final episode will air Friday. He died November 8th at age 80 following a battle of pancreatic cancer. Mike Richards said in an interview with Today that Trebek gives an amazing speech during Monday tonight's episode. He said that he just died 10 days after the last thing. I mean, the guy was so driven that he just got himself to the set. He was in tremendous pain. You would never know it. He was a consummate professional, and all people that work with him said he was an absolute warrior. So, Ken Jennings, the longest running, winner on the show, the former Jeopardy contestant holds a record for the longest winning streak, and it will serve as the show's first interim host beginning January 11th. I guess evidently I never really followed, but he apologizes for insensitive past tweets ahead of his debut as interim host. Who knows what all that, but that doesn't take away from the fact that Alex Trebek was just totally a class act, and this is something that he, was synonymous with Jeopardy and Alex Trebek. You know, they were one.
Oh, I agree. You know what? And I haven't watched Jeopardy in years, but I may watch one this week.
Yes, absolutely. 36
like
years.
You said, he was, you know what? He battled it to the end, and people knew he had it. And it wasn't like it was a secret, and he talked about his trials and his, you know, going through this, but you could never tell it on the TV.
36 years, over 8,200 episodes.
Wow.
God bless Alex Trebek.
I almost hate to follow that up with Nancy Pelosi, but this is the latest thing that Ms. Pelosi is wanting to do. And that she wants to compel House members to use gender-neutral language, meeting the needs of the American people. Really? I would much rather have a bill that said we're going to work together and put together a bipartisan infrastructure report. But this is what she wants to do. She wants to change the how the terms are used in Congress. So, and just let me read it to you, because if I just said this is what it was, you wouldn't believe me. But this is, says in Clause 8C, 3 of Rule 23, strike father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, first cousin, nephew, niece, husband, wife, father-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, stepfather, stepmother, stepson, stepdaughter, stepbrother, stepsister, half-brother, half-sister, grandson, or granddaughter, and insert. In other words, take all those words out. And insert. Parent, child, sibling, parent, sibling, first cousin, siblings, child, spouse, parent-in-law, child-in-law, sibling-in-law, step-parent, step-child, step-sibling, half-sibling, or grandchild. So you can't say grandson or granddaughter. You would have to be grand. Mm-hmm. So this is what she thinks is meeting the needs of America. Really? So I'm wondering is, will they recognize people or, you know, representatives, congresspeople? And I say congresspeople, because there's congressmen and congresswomen. I could say congresspeople. I have no problem with that. And if they use the term father, mother, son, they're not going to be recognized? Or is this just for every bill that has to come out? Can you imagine getting up and saying, I'm speaking for the mothers?
Parents.
Parent. I'm speaking about the female parent.
See, female at that point is...
Well, wait a minute. I'm speaking, female. Well, when the new chaplain said amen, then she said amen and a woman.
Okay. The root of the word is Latin, meaning so be it. It has nothing to do with gender from the beginning.
Which one?
Amen. Amen.
I know. But see, they're not smart enough to figure that one out because it's got the name men in it.
Mm.
But this is what... This is what
Omen.
And she's from California.
So does Omen. Right.
That's California. Are we going to have to change the name? You know, they're going to call them, you know, sea people, seafarers instead of seamen. What? Thank you, Nancy, for starting my year off with a little chuckle, knowing that you haven't changed, thinking that maybe in 2021 it would be like a lightning strike in Congress, and it would say, in the lightning strike that would go through every one of them, Senate, House, White House, it would say, you have just been blessed with common sense and the urge, the requirement, the absolute necessity, a crusade to help the American people. No. 2021, please do not be the one that says, oh, you think that was something? Hold my beer and watch this. Please don't be like that. That's my little semi-rant. I didn't get too upset with that one.
So, 8 little ways to be a better partner in the new year. We have a few minutes left before we take the big break. As many people have been COVID-challenged, having to stay home, parents parenting, co-parenting, having to do Zoom calls. I'm sure what we've experienced in many of the articles are about the fray of the family, the fray of the nerves. According to 8 little ways to be a better partner in the new year, number 1, ask your partner what specific gestures would make them feel most loved right now. You know, this is about the acts of service, partner's love language, etc. It may just be, I don't know, a touch of the hand. Who knows what that is? Number 2, then start doing the things on that list for your partner. This is a good check-in for couples. It doesn't matter if you're you just said Nancy Pelosi said, you can't, woman, man, woman, woman.
No,
it doesn't
can't.
Matter what your relationship
it,
is.
It isn't.
It can actually be actually a family sit down too, but it's really important. I think if you're partnering with somebody in life and they're your married partner or your domestic partner, whatever that is, to check in and start talking about, because we did that. What do you want to accomplish this year? But what we didn't do is we didn't talk about what are the things that we want to work on as a couple. And I thought this was very interesting coming into, perusing some of the things that have been researched recently. Number 2, then start doing the things that's on the list of your partner. Number 3, do what you say you're going to do. I think that, Carl, wouldn't you agree? That in life is what you would teach your children. If you say you're going to do something, do it. There's nothing more irritating than somebody, oh, I'll do that. And then a day later or 3 days later, it's not done.
Well, I would like to say that sometimes it can be irritating if your loved one keeps after you for doing something. I mean, you just kept at me, and
I realized it was
6 months, you know, and that light was still out, but I was getting to it. I just had things in front of
Okay. Number 4, which is important, carve out time for your own self-care. There's nothing selfish about self-care. I think we grew up in a generation where our generation, we really didn't see our moms take spa time.
They didn't have spas back then.
Well, they just, maybe reading a book for them was self-care. I don't know, but there's nothing selfish about self-care.
My mom's self-care was getting me out of the house every day. And saying, honey, it's Saturday. It's 7 o'clock. Come back when it's dark.
Anyway, 8 little ways to be a partner better, a better partner in the new year. Number 5, let go of the small stuff.
Whoa. Okay.
I
tell you what, how many times do you have to ask yourself, and you need to ask yourself this question, am I willing to die on the mountain for this one?
Well, no, exactly. And it says when you're with somebody 24/7, that togetherness can be a bit much. Even kitchen drawer left open, even coffee cup left on counter or jacket left draped on a chair
or
for the bazillionth time can seem like a 10 rather than a 2.
or the way things are put into the dishwasher.
That's right.
I'm sorry. I go in there every time Linda fills up the dishwasher, and I rearrange it. I know that would make most people crazy, but after 13 years, Linda has, you know, you've kind of let that one go.
And I think one of these is a very interesting one, number six. Turn off the TV and put your phone away. Sometimes. It doesn't say all the time. It says sometimes. So I really believe that we talked about this with a group of people over New Year's Eve, and they're of another generation than me, myself, and they're of probably 5 or 6, maybe 10 years around, and they're older than I. So they also didn't have cell phones when we grew up, and you know, really, you know, table time was important and that kind of thing. And we talked about how that we really feel that in this current state or generational thing with the phones, that we've lost a special etiquette of the people who have to be in constant contact, where they put the phone on the table, and that's clearly saying right now that's more important than us being here together. This is my thought on that. I want everybody to think. Everybody's got through. It's one thing if maybe someone's in a hospital and you're waiting for an emergency, but if it's just, I've got it, it's just rude. It's rude. It's so rude to me. Anyway, turn off the TV and put your phone away sometimes. Number six. Number seven, practice being a better listener. Number eight, say thank you more and not just via text. Those are 8 things you can do to be a better partner.
Man, you know what?
This is for not you. This is for everybody.
Well,
a little ways.
But I'm glad I'm 1 through 7. I'll work a number 8. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. You know what? Start off the new year with a haircut from Cypress Square Barbershop. Not only a haircut, but, you know, snappy patter and seeing what's going on in the world. And that's Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I got my haircut, in fact, a week ago today. Kind of starting off the new year with a haircut. You can give them a call at 244-9478. They follow all the safety procedures. You don't have to worry about getting anything there except a great haircut. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back. 7:47 in the morning. Looks like we're going to have rain all day.
Man, I feel like a woman. Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to in our state with no more homeless pets.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, we have two engineers coming in. We're starting off the year with two engineers coming in today with checklist. And we are going to start off 2021 by replacing, removing, cleaning, whatever it takes so that we can make sure, you know, getting more, you know, we have a lot of new equipment that we can continue to push our signal.
And sometimes
out.
We get that little electronic grind or a little pitch thing. And we have, that people, you know, there's hear. Just so much, you know, between internet cable and the towers and all that other stuff. Not excuses. It's just like if you have a car. There's just a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, so if you see a GoFundMe page, please feel free to help pay for this. Hey, this portion of the show, speaking of great, great businesses, is Cornerstone Community Bank. That Paycheck Protection Program is coming back. Cornerstone Community Bank was a blinding good light to helping people with this. There's other things that are happening with businesses right now, and Cornerstone Community Bank can help you. Community-oriented, locally owned, locally run. They are a bank with your best interest at heart. They want you to move your dreams forward. You can learn more at bankcornerstone.com or stop by 192 Hartnell Avenue in the Old Ridley Shopping Center or at 1845 California Street, right downtown Reading. Now, in a little surprise, for people, you know, people who watch pro football, and I watch pro football, the Jacksonville Jaguars have the first overall pick in the 2021 NFL draft because they are 1-15. That means they've won one game and lost 15. Well, yesterday, Doug Marrone, their head coach, was fired. Now, I thought, you know, you, on one hand, you get the number one draft pick, who that's going to be is going to be interesting. The guy from Clemson, Trevor something, who was thought to be the very best. He's only lost going into the game against Ohio State. He had lost one game in his college career, one game, and then Ohio State just beat him up. They beat up the Clemson team, in fact. But that young man was under constant pressure. They knocked him around. He was rushed. They could not stop the defensive line, and they ate that young man's lunch. However, they fired him on the heels of Sunday's 28-14 loss to the Indianapolis Colts, And the Jaguar owner said, I'm committed and determined to deliver winning football to the city of Jacksonville. And but questions at quarterback, dysfunction in the front office, and an exodus of talent contributed to his record, languishing to 23 wins and 43 losses. And they're also looking for a general manager. And then, of course, New York is all upset with the Philadelphia Eagles, who they think tanked the game so they'd get a higher draft.
Washington wins NFC East title in ugly fashion. Did Eagles coach not try to win? Yeah. Headlines.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. He replaced their first-string quarterback in the fourth quarter when they were behind by a touchdown, and the third-string quarterback just did not have a good night. You know, what are you going to do? What can I say? And New York thinks that they tanked the game. And he's saying, hey, look, my first-string quarterback, it completed only 7 passes the whole game. I needed to change things up. Anyway.
Well, so you enjoyed both games yesterday. Of course, you enjoyed college ball on New Year's Day.
Well, we watched the two big bowl games, you know, who's mm-hmm. going to play for the championship. And it's going to be Alabama again against Ohio State. And I tell you what, Ohio State's quarterback, who got nailed in the first quarter by a linebacker who was then ejected from the game for targeting, though it was kind of suspect if he was or not. But he's been thrown out before also for targeting in other games. So maybe the kid has a problem leading with his head. But the young quarterback from Ohio State was helped off the field, came back the next play and threw a touchdown. You know, like a 40-yard touchdown. It wasn't like a 5 yards and guy runs at 40 yards. So it'll be an interesting game for the championship.
According to the headlines here, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry run into history books in the NFL playoffs. So they broke record. They've broken some records. Curry erupts for career high 62 points in Warriors win over Blazers. He's fun to watch.
Yes. I'm sorry. I was reading in the chat room. I was down over here looking at the chat room.
And what are they
saying? Well, some of the things are the indoctrination of our children and our educational system, that's going on, that things that are being taught, like the 1619 Project, which has been proven to be false, and they've had to go back and reach it, you know, to say that things in it were the impressions of the authors, and it wasn't based on history, which I think, you know, but yet it's in our schools and they're reading this thing. The call that Mr. Trump made to, or President Trump made to the Secretary of State or the Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, where he said, you need to find 11,000 votes. They said, what's your comment on that? Well, it's no comment. I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to say anything. He's a big boy. He's the president of the United States, at least for a couple more weeks. And, the fact is, when people call and then it's leaked what they said, I mean, are they leaking the whole thing or what? Again, it goes back to our media. How many of you, and whether you're Democrat or Republican, whether you are an independent, if you're a greenie, if you're anything out there, I mean, you're just a citizen of our country. How many of you really trust our media anymore? That it's going to tell you what, when, where, and how it happened, not, in your opinion, why it happened. And there is the crux of it.
And finally, we know we're heading to this because we just have a minute left. According to one of the headlines this morning, in airline news, flying to Canada, you'll need a negative COVID-19 test.
Which is good for one day, maybe two. Now say one day. That shows, so in between the time they give it to you and 48 hours later, you could be exposed to it. So I'm not understanding why that would be, but I tell you what's going to happen, what Canada is going to do. As soon as the vaccinations are available to, you know, everybody, they're going to tell you if you're going to come to Canada, you've got to have had a vaccination. Now, I can't predict that for sure, but you can see it coming. Here's your vaccination card.
Right.
What about kids going back to school? next year.
Yeah.
The show you've got, because COVID already, as we've seen, has already morphed out into another one that is not as deadly as the old one, but it's much more contagious. So here's your second one. So this vaccination for COVID, you can probably count on all the time. We'll be right back after the news with Enjoy the Store, the magazine, The Empire.
Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump not relenting in his bid to have the outcome of the presidential election overturned.
In a Saturday night phone call, the president pressured Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger to overturn Joe Biden's victory.
We believe that we do have an accurate election.
No, I know you don't. No, you don't. You don't have. Not even close.
Mr. Trump is heard in an audio recording saying that he wants Georgia officials to find 11,780 votes.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says that audio obtained by the Washington Post and the AP, Democrats voicing outrage over the hour-long phone call, Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois demanding a criminal investigation. Nancy Pelosi gets to keep the speaker's gavel for the 117th Congress, California Democrat winning re-election to another term as Speaker of the House. Spending on construction projects up 0.9% in November.
The Commerce Department says the November gain followed a bigger 1.6% increase in October and left construction spending up 4.4% through the first 11 months of 2020. For November, spending on residential construction rose 1.2%. Single-family construction surged 5.1%, while apartment construction was flat.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. A British judge rejecting the United States' request to extradite WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to face espionage charges, saying that he was likely to kill himself if held under harsh American prison conditions. The U.S. government vows it will appeal the judge's ruling. On Wall Street, stocks deep in the red right now. The Dow down about 387 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is off 121, and the S&P trading 39 points lower. More on these stories, townhall.com.
When was the last time you watched your home movies? If you're like most, there's a box in your closet of videotapes, film reels, and photos that don't get watched. Worse, they're degrading. Hi, I'm Nick.
And I'm Adam. 10 years ago, we started Legacy Box to help families convert their aging media to digital. Here's how it works. Fill Legacy Box with your camcorder tapes, film reels, and photos. We professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drives, or the cloud, ready to watch and share.
Legacy Box is the world's largest, most trusted home movie and photo digitizer. Over 450,000 families have used Legacy Box, and we've been featured on Good Morning America, Rachel Ray, and The Today Show.
Dust off those recorded moments and preserve your family's history so it can be easily passed down for generations. Experience peace of mind and enjoy reliving the glory days.
Order your Legacy Box today. Visit legacybox.com/LBOX for a limited time to get 40% off your order. That's legacybox.com/LBOX for 40% off. Legacybox.com/LBOX.
Mocking the president can get you into big trouble in Algeria. Just ask the young man who did that online.
Walid Kachida has been found guilty of causing offense to the Algerian president Abdelmadjid Tebboune, as well as to Islam, and insulting state institutions. The 25-year-old has been in detention for 8 months. He was arrested after posting a cartoon making fun of President Tebboune. It appeared on the Facebook page he started. It's called Hirak Memes, named after the anti-government movement that organized mass protests throughout 2019, which helped force the previous longtime president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, to resign.
That's a BBC Sebastian Usher. Norwegian authorities insist there is still hope of finding survivors in air pockets 5 days after a landslide killed at least 7 people as it carried away homes in a village north of the capital. 3 people still missing. News and analysis, townhall.com. A New Year's tragedy, a family of 3 dies in a Michigan plane crash.
A man, his wife, and their 18-year-old son were on their way home from spending New Year's in Georgia when their small plane crashed into a 2-story house in Lyon Township, some 40 miles west of Detroit. Witnesses say they saw the twin-engine Piper Comanche hit a tree before boring into the 2-story building, causing it to catch fire. Five people in the home were able to escape safely. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
A 21-year-old man who hid from police in an East Texas church is charged with first-degree murder and felony assault. Stems from a shooting that left the pastor dead, two other people injured yesterday. It happened at the Starville Methodist Church in the small town of Winona, Texas, about 95 miles east, southeast of Dallas. Governor Greg Abbott sending his condolences. And on Wall Street, the Dow down 474 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 4th of January, 2021. Remember, the only time we will use that other term of that other year is if something's really gone wrong, like the train was coming down the tracks at about 60 miles an hour and hit a herd of cattle. Man, that was 2020, so 2020 is for anything that's weird, bad, out of control. The time, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community and courage. All there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda has the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios. We have rain today, and we will have high winds as well with our highs of 55. Overnight lows of 32. Tuesday, tomorrow calls for patchy fog, then mostly sunny with a high of 56. Mostly cloudy, then chance of showers with Tuesday evening with our overnight lows of 37. Wednesday, showers, and the temperature around 50 and overnight lows of 37. Thursday, it looks like the clouds break and we have some sun. And then Thursday night, back into showers again. So looks like we've got all the way up until Saturday, we've got rain. And that looks great. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And we are here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine.
Good morning, guys. You know, happy New Year.
This is the perfect way to start off 2021 with you two.
Our first day back in the studio, the new year.
Yeah, the new year, but also because your magazine is one of optimism and moving forward. And the beauty.
And we have a beautiful
of Northern California.
Windy, stormy day.
I know. I'm sitting here looking at you have a big, beautiful window and just like an eye into downtown.
Right.
And the trees are just literally blowing and leaves are falling everywhere and it's raining hard. How cool.
It is cool because we for sure need the rain and we need the snowpack. And we could do this for several weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. We might get a little tired of the rain, but it's you got to think about 6 months from now.
Our grounds say that we need our watershed to fill. Hey,
good morning.
I have a question. First thing that because I feel like even though we're interviewing and sharing in the magazine, I like the friendship part wants to say, hey, Christmas was 2020's been a crazy year. Affected so many businesses. You guys remained. I would drive downtown and see your products out in front. I thought they're so committed. They're so committed to the hard work of what it takes to just every day in and day out to run a store. How were the Christmas holidays for you in Enjoy the Store? And generally speaking, how was the attitude and the demeanor of the public?
Good. I mean, everything wasn't the same year as before out of the, 12 or 10 years we've been doing, but I have nothing to complain about.
It's wonderful news.
People were very appreciative. People were very thankful.
And I think people really did the shop local.
Took
that to
you
heart.
You got that feel. Was it our best sales year? No. But it was better than one could expect, considering. And there, that was the driving force is, you know, when we would always say, because we try with every single person when, you know, it, when it, even when it's crazy to just say thank you for your patronage, thank you for your dollars,
right.
thank you for shopping local. We genuinely appreciate it,
right.
And it makes a difference. And people need to hear that. They need to know that, you know, and most of them would just say, oh, you know, I wouldn't have it anyway, especially this year. So, yeah, I no complaints, and just more very much appreciative of people making a conscious effort to try to support their community and the people that make a living doing it. So,
well, that's congratulations, and that's a wonderful. That's what's kept your magic in, I think, your store. That just, you know, you kind of roll with it,
mm-hmm.
and I think a lot of people got a taste of. I don't want to say humble pie. They got a taste of just like a different reality. And one could either be going into a funk,
mm-hmm.
which we all had to pinch ourselves and say, I'm not going there. And or just try to be as positive you could and embrace what is now. And that's, you know, where can you walk? Where can you be that you can be safe and go in and,
yeah.
and support locally? So that's wonderful. Now, did you find in fact, you're probably right about it this year, I'm sure. It'll be, you know, what is coming out of COVID from last year to this year that maybe you've seen with maybe artwork or stories or people talking about, you know, their hardships or their difficulties and what has sprung from that?
I can speak for the magazine.
Okay.
It's been crazy. It has been, you know, I give the writers their stories for the year. So
right.
this is what you're going to do every month for the year. That's usually how it works. And then.
So when she says, and we say, when people come to us and say, oh, you know, they've got this great story. And she says, we'll take a look at it and do our best, but we're 13 months.
Right.
Left.
Yeah.
That's
right.
For real.
Yeah. No, it is for real. I've had people say, oh, you should do, thinking it's going to happen next
right.
month. Well, we're not just hanging around. You know,
right.
we got this whole thing planned out because, you know, it does. I mean, obviously, it does take the kind of preparation in order for this to be
right.
successful. So
but,
congratulations on that.
Yep. So what's happened, too, is, you know, the advertising kind of dictates how many pages we're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, stories have had to be cut because the advertising obviously isn't as much as it had been in the past. But another thing that happened, and it still happened again this month, is the stories have to change because the businesses are closed or the businesses aren't quite ready to be interviewed. So,
like theaters and music?
Kind of theaters and music, but even restaurants, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But so that's kind of been tough. So we've had to, you know, quickly change things around, and stories are coming in a lot later than normal. And photography, a lot of the photography is provided because they don't want people coming to their, you know.
Well, you know, we're finding that, I think, with everybody that needs advertising to survive, everybody's going through this right
mm-hmm.
now. You know, especially last March, April, May. In there, but and then it started coming back, and then now we've gotten slammed again.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't really know what's happening this year.
Right.
You know, when they okay, we've got our budget for this year, and but we're not sure.
Yeah.
That this budget is even is real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because you're not going to know. You know, are we going to have Culiper Nights has already been canceled.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and to me, that's a huge mistake. You know, in my opinion,
the crab feed.
The crab feed's different than the in my opinion because you're inside. Culiper Nights though is spread out, and they could spread people out. Okay, you can't be at the Civic because too many people, and they're fine. Just move it outside or put it someplace.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, outside would be, you know, a lot safer. You could still have the crews. You could still bring people in. But that's just my opinion. But they have to send out invitations like now
right.
to get people here. And a lot of people aren't going to travel. They're not going to do it. So how big is it going to be?
Right.
So we're going to do a bunch of local things. But and then from there, the rodeos,
yeah.
Red Bluff and Redding Rodeo.
And we know how much we love to cover that. And it's part of, again, going back to with you, Rhonda, you know, editor and doing what you're doing with the Enjoy magazine, you're 13 months out, and the people have to change their articles. So
right.
how do you, now you're kind
of. Well, luckily, we get a lot of emails and phone calls from people that want stories. So, So we have a list.
Right.
I mean, I save all those emails. I just ask people to email me.
I was
going to
say, yeah, that was going to be my caveat.
Yeah.
If you have an idea, email them.
Yeah.
Don't come in. Don't try. It's email them because she files them so that they have. They're there as a resource.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
excellent.
I've had to go to that email folder and, I mean, it's constant.
Some stories, though, are timeless.
Oh, yeah.
And you kind of want to have those.
Right.
I mean,
well,
a lot of it,
not everything, but a lot of it is timeless.
Yeah.
When you talk about the, Into Silence, Quiet Yourself and the Beauty of Mount Shasta, that's a timeless article.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And How to Be a Better Person or other things mm-hmm. that you read today, that's timeless. That's every year.
Right, right.
But, yeah, well, gosh.
Well, we've got to take a break here. Mm-hmm. We're going to take an early break. And, of course, our guest this morning, and welcome to our new year, 2021, with Carl and Linda Bodd here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, and with us in our community that we love so much are Rhonda, Alvy, and James Asada. Enjoy the store. Enjoy the magazine. So happy to have you with us this morning. In our next 45 minutes, we're going to be covering a lot of things all North State.
And speaking of local businesses, Crackmaster Windshield Repair brings us a segment. And you're talking about somebody that has been doing this for a couple of decades. And nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. That chip that you have in your windshield could get water in it. It could freeze. And then it cracks when you're driving. Or when that hot air from the defroster hits it, crack. Well, he can fix those so that does not happen. He guarantees his work for life. He can fix cracks over 2 feet in length. All of this at Jeff Wurst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You will not be disappointed. Give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today or stop by 3208 South Market Street. We'll be right back with Rhonda Alvy and James Masada.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Troubles are all the same. You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Reading, Yamaha Sea-Doo. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of cost, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl in the bot. 48 degrees out there. Rain showers all day. Should be clearing up a little bit tomorrow. And then rain again Wednesday, clearing up Thursday, and then rain again Friday. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this segment, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, we hit it hard on Christmas, you know, do the right thing there. But now 2021 is here, so let's just wipe out any thoughts of that past year, which shall remain nameless. And start off the year with a great present for you.
But I want to know is what is Barbara Walters going to do when she can't say 2020?
That's the show. That's the name. But that's,
I know. But you still, just, how you weird turn, that is now
you,
in
no,
the
you
past.
Just turn it off. Just turn it off.
It is the past. Thank you.
I don't even think Barbara Walters is even still there.
No. She's
anyway,
not.
Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay. We're here with Enjoy the Magazine. We're with James Posada and Rhonda Alvey. We're talking about bees.
We're talking about the lovely January issue of Enjoy Magazine. This is issue 172. If you can imagine that, we're quickly approaching 200, Rhonda.
I know. It's crazy.
There's a beautiful, beautiful picture on the front of somebody drawing back the curtains, looking outside, looking forward to a new beginning for 2021. And it's a beautiful picture. She's got the beautiful red hair. And
yes,
as always,
I
start
love
fresh.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, a time for new beginnings.
So we have a great article that I am very close to. It's close to my heart. It's on page 20. Starts on page 22 called Be Good, Oliveira's Bees, Bee Company in Orland. Many people know, obviously, all over the planet, there has been a devastating kind of mass extinction process in place on the world's bee population.
Right.
I don't profess to know what all the reasons are. I know that, I mean, they attribute it to all kinds of things, climate change, habitat destruction, chemicals being used on our farms and ranches and, you know, things that we spray, pesticides. I mean, really, even, you know, if you even think about it, I've actually moved at my house away to 100% no chemical, you know, in my gardening and also weed abatement. I used to use Roundup and then realized, you know, if there's a weed or flower and I spray it and a bee flies to that flower,
right,
it's dead.
Right.
You know, or it could bring it back to the, live in long enough to bring it back to the colony and spread it. I mean, so we just don't know, but it's unfortunate because, you know, a third, I think they say, and I could be wrong, but a third of our entire crops would cease to exist without bees. A third of our food supply
right.
on the planet would just end if bees weren't around. So anyway, so they are an amazing creature. They literally are amazing creatures. If you just think of them as a bee, you know, that's cool. But if ever get the chance, actually go learn about bees, especially the honeybees that we're talking about that are pollinating and making honey and wax. And a lot of different types of byproducts, but it's unbelievable how bees work. I mean, when you look at a jar of raw honey And what it took, the amount of energy and work that it took to make that one jar of honey is extraordinary. But anyway, my wife actually works for Olivera Honeybees.
Oh, does she?
Yes, so she's their director of marketing, and we have gotten such an amazing inside track on the life of a honeybee. But
in this family,
The Oliveras have been doing this for three generations. They're one of the largest apiaries in North America. They're one of the largest breeders of queens in the world.
In the world, this article is amazing.
So if you can imagine, they have selectively crossbred queens to create their own queen. So they're not genetically modified. They're just bred.
Right.
Everybody knows of the Italian European honeybee. That's what they call it. That's one that everybody, that's like the mainstay of a bee. This Italian or European honeybee was crossbred with a Russian honeybee and a Canadian honeybee to create the queens that they breed, which I think is called a Saskatraz.
Oh, correct. Okay.
And it, is bred for its purpose of being very prolific, very hardworking. Resistant to cold and resistant to natural enemies, mites, things like that.
Wow.
And to be super hyper docile. So they're one of the most docile, friendly bees to work with. So they're not like...
They're not going to attack you.
Yeah. I mean, you'll still get stung,
but
that's just the nature of things.
Right.
But anyway, they actually breed, I don't remember what the article says, but like 300,000, 250,000 queens a year. And they're shipped all over the world. Where they can, because there are honeybees, are countries that do not allow American honeybees to be shipped because of certain mites. I think Australia is one.
Oh.
You know, it's one of those things where you just don't import. But
we had a friend that made a machine that makes bee boxes.
Yeah.
And sells them all over the world.
Yep.
I mean, literally.
Bees are big business.
Yeah, they are. And for people that... You can have, from what I understand, you can have a hive in town here.
In your backyard.
In your backyard. Yeah. I don't know how many you can have.
I think you're allowed one hive.
Yeah, but you can have that in the town here. And we've planted, we've planted...
fruit trees?
Well, not fruit trees, but there are like flowers that attract. You know, they're good for butterflies and hummingbirds.
Well, that's what that's part of their business. Obviously... Yeah. You know, they produce honey, they produce wax, they produce all kinds of byproducts. But Olivera's Honeybees is the company's dedication is to the sustainability of bees and providing millions of bees and new hives all over to, you know, they encourage you. So they have something that's called Hobby Day. Of course, pre-pandemic, once a year, they would have this incredible event on the ranch, and they would have upwards of 5,000 people come. And you can order your nook, and you can get your bees. And then they have all the industry leaders there that are – you can buy all your products. You can learn about bees. You can eat food that's – you know, you can do bee or honey tasting. I mean, it's a phenomenal event. They just happen to be in one of the prime locations in the world where they can sustain and do the work that they do, and that's in Orland, California. And they are actually – they rebranded the city Bee City USA or something that was adopted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now, people don't – you know, when you hear the term mead – you know, from back in the 1500s and
1600s.
Wassail. Mead was made from honey.
Honey, yep.
And it was, you know, it was a spirit. And they've actually made a honey-based specialty spirit.
Yep.
It tastes like a very complex tequila.
They actually have a, it's called The Hive, and it's right off the freeway, and it's a restaurant, and it's a store. And they have a bar, and they are making all kinds of products themselves, their own brand of products. But they've produced now two alcohols from honey, barrel whiskeys. You know, they're whiskey honeys. Yeah,
I've got to watch my my whiskey based honeys or my honey based whiskeys and tequilas. Mm-hmm. It makes me go 20/20.
Well, one of the guys that, of course, quoted from here, Ferguson, who had worked
Lyle.
In the coffee industry prior to his current position, he said, honey is so much more complex than coffee. which I think is fascinating as well, because we know how complex coffee is. So for somebody who works with coffee, they say that honey's more complex.
It is more complex. And it is very much like now a wine kind of event. You can go taste honeys, and it's mind-blowing.
Wow.
The differences between honeys.
Well, you know, natural honey will last forever.
Yep.
Not the type that's been processed.
Yep.
But natural honey is one of those survival things that will just last forever. Yeah.
Jars of honey in the tombs of Egypt that are still totally
pyramids.
Edible. That's over 2,000 years old. Now, here's another thing that is very important, is besides the honeybees pollinating and stuff, is that honey is a natural antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. And honey is used a lot now in the treatment of infectious diseases and wounds in hospitals. So if you have MRSA. You know, and they have, you know, cut away the dead flesh off of your body that's rotting, and you, like, have this infection. They apply honeys that are special honeys that come from certain plants that also have medicinal purposes, like manuka.
Manuka, great tea to help you build up your immune.
Well, but also topical. They actually put it over the wound because it does not allow staph and bacteria to continue to grow.
It seals the wound. But, you know, the idea of eating a spoonful of honey every day from a local region, you know, will also help you with
hay fever, allergies.
Also, I mean, there's so many things.
So this company is unique in that it does the breeding of queens, but they also have the apiary in Orland. They have an apiary in Montana, and they're only one of two companies that has an apiary in Hawaii. So Hawaii also doesn't bring in bees from other places. They have to come from Hawaii. So
I think it's good that Hawaii does these restrictions, actually, you know, with animals. Yeah. I mean, if you were to move to Hawaii, they used to have a quarantine for months before you could.
It used to. Because
not anymore?
Yeah, because, well, I think they've either shortened it or they've made it different. But, yeah, if you had a dog, it stayed in quarantine for like 30 days.
Yeah, I thought it was more than that.
I thought it was 6 months.
Wasn't that much. England was really tough. But Hawaii's kind of, you know, kind of eased up because of, if you show proof of vaccinations and all this kind of stuff. Anyway.
So this is a miracle company. And I suggest, you know, we carry the honey in the store. And so you can come take a look at it down there. You were saying that you got honeycomb for Christmas.
Yes, I did.
You carry the care honeycomb from this,
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great gift idea anyway. It's a gift that keeps giving, not only to yourself, to others. But so can't wait to come in the store and see what you've got. We're going to have to take a break here. Again, we're with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. This is our first Monday on the air. Happy New Year, everybody. And it's the 4th of January, 2021, here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bob. We'll be right back.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home with a friendly oil change.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite and Mike Huber over at Estate Granite. He works in appointments only. Why? Because he is a true artist when it comes to stone, granite, marble, slate, you name it. He's an artist. He can make the – he can capture the what?
Quartz,
yeah, he does quartz too.
Just trying to give you minerals.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Minerals. What he does is he captures what your vision is for, say,
yeah,
your,
that's true.
For say, for your kitchen. He comes in and he lays it out, and when he's finished, it's absolutely beautiful. Mike Huber, Estate Granite, a veteran-owned business, one of the good guys. Give him a call at 241-STONE or check out EstateGranite.com.
Speaking of vision, we came in with...
Domo
Eddie. Yeah, Domo Eddie. Yes, okay. So, this is really cool. Now, I've been in the store, and I don't recall this. Mr. Roboto is the name of this article, and it's obviously it talks about James Masada and you bringing this tech employee who greets you at the door. Tell us about what Mr. Roboto is.
So his name is Timmy, or Timmy, T-E-M-I, and this is something I love at night, just what I, you know, what my free time is learning about tech, science, all the latest and greatest things that are happening in physics and stuff. I just love to read that stuff,
okay.
Right? So I spend a lot of time looking at new tech, and several years ago there was a company that I saw and found was creating Timmy, which is a small robot whose job initially what they were designed for was to create Timmy as your avatar. So if, like, for instance, you were a child that was not well and could not attend school – because of physical constraints or, you know, some type of an ailment, you could be at home or in your hospital bed and still attend school as if you were there. So Timmy would be at school, you would be at you're in your bed or whatever, and you would have your iPad, and you would log in, and then Timmy would become your body. And so your face would be on the screen.
Oh, my God.
And you would drive around, but you would be able to attend school. I mean, you would be able to be in the classroom. You can see and hear. They can see you and hear you. You just have a robot body with a human face on a pad that's
wow.
on the top. And you would be allowed to go to the lunchroom. You would be allowed to go out to the playground. So you are in complete control of your of this robot avatar, right? So I had an idea, and I thought, well, if they can do that, why can't they use it for shopping? And so I just, you know, I'm not saying that I invented it, but in my world, I had never heard of anything like this, so I created it for myself, and I just said, why can't he be a teleshopper, where the experience is more than just going online, like, say, to Amazon and looking at flat, you know, one-dimensional pictures on a screen. What if you were able to ring into somebody's shop like mine and drive around and look at things, and I could see you, you could see me, we could
show
talk
me
to
your
each other.
Show me the Hunt products,
yes,
and
exactly.
Timmy will go over there, and
yep.
you can see the different kinds.
And I can talk to you, and we can talk. I can show you the size of a shirt. I can tell you about the fabric. So it's a much more embedded experience. So I called it teleshopping. So I called the company, and I said, hey, you know, I'd be interested and buying one up front at a discounted price, and they, of course, they allowed that. So I made an investment into it, which was considerably less than what they are now. And they said, well, what do you want to use it for? And I said, I want to use it for teleshopping. I said, is this going to be an open source code? And will you be producing an SDK where a programmer can write code for the robot? And they said, yes, absolutely. We're going to have an app store. You can write apps, and then people will be able to come in and buy them for and upload
wow.
them to their robot, right? So that was the whole idea, and it so happens that I got it, and of course, you know, it's a new technology, so we're still waiting for things to be built out by coders. I've been trying to reach out to one of the local tech schools here in town to see if they would adopt Timmy and write code for him,
mm-hmm.
so like as a project, a class
right.
project, but to my specifications for my need at the store. And then if they are successful, then they could upload that app, and they could actually start, the class could start making money by people
wow.
buying it to upload for their robot. So Timmy has continued to evolve. He's got amazing speakers. Can be very independent, meaning that he's got LIDAR and radar and sensors all over. So he can navigate the store by himself. If you put obstacles in the way like humans, he'll avoid them. But you can walk right into the store, and he can recognize you coming in and greet you.
He can come in because it's in his database.
Yeah.
Hey, Carl.
Yeah. Well, he also has the ability to face recognition. So
yeah.
once he knows who you are, he'll remember.
Which is a lot better than me.
Yeah, but people now are using him because he's got a tray on the back, which you can actually, it's got wireless charging. You can charge your phone on it, but there's attachments that you can put on it. So Timmy's now being used as a service robot in hotels, bringing you towels to your room, restaurants where, you know, you place an
crazy.
Order,
well,
and he'll bring the food out to you.
Well, let me tell you, in today's hotels, the staff does not come to your room anymore. I mean, they will not come in your room
mm-hmm.
at all. So now you have to wander through the hallways finding somebody to get towels. Wouldn't that be great if just Timmy comes in
yep,
and
yep.
brings you, Timmy, I need some towels.
Yep.
comes
yep.
in.
So one,
so awesome.
I just noticed that also I when I was looking for some reason, I was looking through the App Store when we were having potentially back in the year we won't name.
Yeah.
They were talking about riots and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Timmy has sentry mode, which he will at night go back and forth in my store watching the windows, and if there's any activity, he alerts me. And, you know.
Let me build you another app, and I will put him through a shotgun class.
Yes.
And so that if the window starts to break, Timmy will be there ready.
Right.
You could probably just mount it in his chest.
Yep.
Oh.
And then yesterday I noticed there's a new app and an attachment that you can put on Timmy in the back, and he will greet you, take your temperature, notify you if you have a fever, that kind
wow.
of thing. And he has a atomizer on his back that does, he can drive around and spray the store with this.
Oh, that's great.
And it's stuff that they use in the airlines and all the hotels now. And the casinos, they spray it. And it's, you know,
it's airborne, and it actually cleans the air and stuff. And he'll do that as well. So,
well, we have a little dispenser.
He does
there
have a dispenser
your,
on
your,
him.
Oh,
already right now we have a dispenser on him.
For your hands.
For your hand sanitizer. Yeah. So, yeah. So, I mean, so I got it. He's here. We're continuing to build him out, you know, as far as what his capabilities are. I said it's a little novel in the beginning, but as the technology matures and he gets updates over the air, updates for his software, he gets smarter, better at what he does. And so the whole idea for it was eventually you'll be able to go to our website. You'll be able to look at products. You can log into Timmy. You can come talk to me about those products. And if you so choose to buy one after we have had a discussion about something, you just click on the app or click on the product, and then we ship it to you. So
are you concerned at all that in 5 years Timmy will be replacing James?
I hope so. I would like to be sitting in a chair drinking a cocktail and know that Timmy is busy working the register.
Okay, we're here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine. And on page 47, we're talking about Mr. Roboto, they call Timmy.
Mm-hmm.
The employee is changing the shopping experience, and he is a robot that can do so many different things. But I've seen these before,
mm-hmm.
but I find it really interesting that one of our local businesses is taking advantage of this to heighten the experience of your shopping, especially the idea that instead of seeing a one-dimensional picture on a page or a website, you can go there and Timmy's going to go over and look at it
for you, and you can drive Timmy around. You can say, I just want to be left alone and shop. You can do that whole kind of a thing. There's robots all over the place we didn't know. I was just in Walmart the other day picking up a prescription, and there was this huge, gigantic robot driving up and down the aisle with all these flashing lights and stuff, and I thought, what is it? I thought it was flashing like UV light to sterilize the product.
Right.
And I asked somebody and she's like, oh no, that's an inventory control machine. So it's driving down the aisles, taking pictures, but it's taking pictures and doing counts. So it sees every shelf and the codes that are on them with the price and what product it is. And then it can see deep into the shelf and it takes counts. So they know where they need to go. Pull product out or pull it forward and that kind of stuff. So, and I was like, this is so wild.
There's been movies about this that when they get loose. Okay. we got to take a break here. This portion of the show. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm fascinated by the technology, of course, as most people are. I mean, we've been working with this in the military a long time to the point you cannot, you know, but we use it and they're using it for loading shelves, you know, restocking shelves.
Now, did you see that? I know what you're talking about. That's Boston Dynamics.
Yeah,
they're the world leader.
I've seen it.
And I'm surprised that the government allowed it, but Boston Dynamics was just sold to Hyundai of Korea. Ooh. And I was like, how did they let that sale happen? Because I thought, it was part of DARPA.
It was because you can take these things and you can literally tip them over.
Mm-hmm.
Just punch them and knock them. I mean,
they get right back up.
They get back up. They don't get upset. They just go back to work.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. 8:47 in the morning, 48 degrees out there. It's raining today. We're going to have rain all day, which we are so thankful for. And weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back after these messages.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Reading, Yamaha Ski-Doo. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, art, and women of vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
And welcome back to our Monday morning edition. Wrapping up here with Carl and Linda Baugh, James Masada, Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. This is our last segment and here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We are here talking about some of the wonderful things that, are in the January edition of Enjoy. Edition number 172.
Almost at 200 mark.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow, that's going to be a big one.
Yep. It's amazing how fast an hour goes, because usually it seems like an hour, but it's like a blink of an eye. And we barely even get to scratch what's in the magazine. It's so awesome how that happens. I just love it. I'll look down and it's like, this 10 minutes? What?
I know.
We've been here that long?
I know, and it's lovely. And you guys have come the first Monday we've set this, and then, of course, not only that, Thursday nights with North State Now, you have the third Thursday of the month. Night, so you can do more in depth with artists and where you host the show. Mm-hmm. So we love the fact that you've been part of our family. So I just want to say on this new year that you guys have been amazing. You're such professionals. When you're listening, you know what it is if you hire people or you expect people or they say, one of the things we talked about early in the program, you say what you're going to do. When you say you're going to do something, do it. And you guys totally are on top of that line right there. When you say you're going to do something, you do it. When you commit, you do it. If you're not going to be, Rhonda's been great about texting. We're not going to be there. We can't be there. Whatever it is, you're just always consistent and have great follow up and follow through. So I just want to, I have to compliment you about that. And just show up, you guys, and that's what you do. You've showed up here. We've been on the air together now for 11 years.
We just really appreciate that you still have us on.
And that you guys make a really great contribution to our community. And like I said, when you show up and you just come in right before the show, and it's just always rich. That's what I'm saying. So thank you for that.
Appreciate that.
What's the next article?
So this is a real nice, cool, feel-good article on page 33. It's called Change Can Be Good, Molly Glenn's Healthy Living Cookbook. So this is just a really sweet story about a young lady who has Down syndrome, and it's kind of like her life story with her family, and they had noticed that she,
started drinking a lot of water.
Started drinking a lot of water. Rhonda and I know this story.
Yes, we do.
And so they took her in and found out also that she had developed diabetes because of her diet. She loved her pastas and rices and her dad's, pasta sauce recipe and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so they found out that her resting blood sugar, or I shouldn't say it was a resting the term anyway, was at 400 when it should be around 99.
Wow.
So obviously diabetic. So she had to make some serious changes. The whole family did. And so this is kind of about her journey transitioning to a healthier way of eating. And she's created a cookbook of her recipes. And so, alternative flours, trying to get those glycemic products in our food down,
monk fruit as a sweetener.
Yeah.
Monk
fruit, yeah. That's one of the big sweeteners.
I have not heard of that. What about stevia? I thought that stevia was the...
Stevia is one of those things. Monk fruit is actually kind of like, I know they say stevia is a real sweetener, but it's still a bit of a process, how it's been given.
But monk fruit is not?
Monk fruit, you can still get it in its raw state for sweetening.
Oh, I didn't know.
And it's very much like agave.
That's a good takeaway today.
Yeah.
And it does say in the head of this, the doctors tell you that all the time, but most of us are in denial about our choice. But when you do make a few and you notice the difference, then you realize the food that you really eat does make a difference in how you feel. You are what you eat. I've always said that. I really believe that.
Well, discovery has proven without a shadow of a doubt that your gut is your second brain. And there is a huge communication highway from your gut to your brain, and that 70% or plus of your immune system is in your gut, and that the bacteria or the biome that lives in your gut literally controls you and your brain. We are technically being controlled by bacteria.
Wow.
So if your gut is out of sync, if your bio is out of sync, your body is out of sync completely. That's where you get brain fog. That's where most of all of our disease comes from.
Yes.
Is inflammation.
Yes.
And that's a gut problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things we're going to do here, as soon as I find one, I want to get a dietitian on to start the year out.
That would be great.
We're going to talk about this for an hour. Things you can do, easy things you can do, like one of the things about like exercise. The anaerobic exercise of walking and doing this,
vitamin D.
And just
lots
little
of
things like
D.
that.
Mm-hmm.
Being
I've
a
been
little,
walking
in the sun for a little bit.
First 5 months straight, I have my watch and I have closed every single circle for 156 days in a row.
That is
what does that mean? You closed every circle.
So you have to exercise for 30 minutes and you have to get your heart rate up.
Okay.
On your Apple Watch, your activity they're called activity rings.
And I usually do an hour. And I usually walk 5 miles every day. So,
what Dr. Khan said?
Yes.
If you do nothing else in your life, but walk 30 minutes a day, you will live 5 years longer.
Yep.
Don't change anything.
Yep.
But just that walking.
And it does. It totally clears my head.
Right.
I usually go at night when in my neighborhood I have a gated community, and it's just I just walk. And, and sometimes I walk super fast. Sometimes I run.
Sometimes she growls.
Sometimes she screams out loud.
And that's healthy too.
Yeah,
it's a good release.
I forget which philosopher. It could have been. It could have been all the way back into the Roman days. Said, if your mind is clouded, take a walk. If you're still clouded, take another walk.
So
okay.
But they noticed a difference in Molly with her diet, and so everything changed for her. And
her cookbook is on limited basis, and they said they've really appreciated the fact that they have the internet because it's allowed her to distribute it, but it's not in mass distribution.
Right.
But I think it's just a really cool thing, and we can all learn from each other. No matter our place in life and who we are, we all can contribute.
Sure.
And so this little cute picture of her with a tray, and it looks like there's donuts, but I'm sure they're probably very healthy donuts.
Yes, obviously she's not.
I'm looking at him going, Molly, you want to bring me a tray of donuts?
Yeah, but those are made of whole wheat, and that's not sugar on top. It's monk fruit. Hey, We've run out of time, buddy.
That's crazy.
Thank you so much in this January to join us. We appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Enjoy Magazine, the 172nd issue, and it's Start Fresh, a time for new beginnings. And that's, it really is. It's we've gone through a lot last year, and which will remain nameless. And this year is a year to step forward, and there's a lot of things you can change about yourself and about serenity and about health that really isn't impacted by COVID or politics or anything else.
Right.
This could be the year that we're going to better ourselves. We're going
to
clean up
the house.
That's
what everybody's New Year's resolution should be, is to get back to humanity and drop all the crap.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now,
and don't forget about the wonderful recipes and enjoy. Always. There's one in this, an easy Penang chicken curry. Always. You've got fabulous recipes in your books.
Tomorrow, Simpson University is going to talk about facing this year. And what's going to be happening with the university out there. And everybody, have a great day. Be careful out there. It is raining, and the road's probably a little slick with all the leaves on it. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.